गोपीचन्ना बल्लभा गिरिवरधारी जय जसोरनन्दना ब्रजजनरञ्जना सोरनन्दना जसोरनन्दना ब्रजजनरञ्जना यामुन्नथीरावनचारी यामुन्नथीरावनचारी जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपीजन बल्लभ गिरिवरधारी यशोरनन्दन ब्रजजनरञ्जन यामुन्नथीरावनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जयो राजा माधव कुंज Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Paribrajakacharya Stadara Sarasi Shimar Esi Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Nityalaya Bhavishtam Vishnupad Paramahansa Paribrajakacharya Stadara Sarasi Shimar Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Ki Jai Ananta Kodi Vaishnavinda Ki Namacharya Haridas Thakur Ki Pamje Gaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Pavunitananda Shri Advaita Gadara Shri Vasari Gaur Bhakti Vinda Shri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopina Shamakun Radha Kun Giri Govardhan Ki Shri Vrindavan Dham Ki Mayapur Navdhid Dham Ki New Ramaneti Dham Ki Jaganapuri Dham Ki Tulsi Devi Ki Bhakti Devi Ki Ganga Mai Ki Yamuna Mai Ki Samaveta Bhakta Vinda Ki Glorious and Devotees, Glorious and Devotees, All Glorious Shri Guru and Gauranga Pramanandi Hari Hari Bho Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya chapter 21, there's no mark here, so I'm looking for it. Okay. And verse, what was it? 15. I can count up to 15 backwards. It's a conversation between Manu and Kardama Muni. Okay. Chasa chaham parivodhu karm kama. Chasa chaham parivodhu kama. Samana shilam vihameda denu. Upeiban mulama shesha mulam. Durashaya kama dughang gripasya. Satasa chaham parivodhu kama. Samana shilam grihamedha deno. Peiban mulama shesha mulam. Durashaya kama dughang hripasya. Tatasa chaham parivodhu kama. Samana shilam grihamedha deno. Peiban mulama shesha mulam. Durashaya kama dughang hripasya. Taham parivodhu kama.
Thank you.
Anybody else?
Tata. Similarly. Cha. Myself. Cha. Also. Aham. I. Parivoghu kama. Desiring to marry. Samana Shilam. A girl of like disposition. Grihamedha. In married life. Denu. A cow of plenty. Upeivam. Have approached. Mulam. The root. Lotus feet. Ashesha. Of everything. Mulam. The source. Durashaya. With lustful desire. Kamadugha. Yielding all desires. Angripasya. Of you who are the tree. Translation. Therefore, desiring to marry a girl of like disposition who may prove to be a veritable cow of plenty in my married life, to satisfy my lustful desire, I too have sought the shelter of your lotus feet, which are the source of everything, for you are like a desire tree. So Kardama, he just finished talking about how these things are trivial, I think, at the last one. And so now he's saying, but so he's speaking from his realization. Purport. In spite of his condemning persons who approach the Lord for material advantages, Kardama Muni expressed his material inability and desire before the Lord, saying, although I know that nothing material should be asked from you, I nevertheless desire to marry a girl of like disposition. The phrase like disposition is very significant. Formerly, boys and girls of similar dispositions were married. The similar nature of the boy and girl were united in order to make them happy. Not more than 25 years ago, and perhaps still current, parents in India used to consult the horoscope of the boy and girl to see whether there would be factual union in their psychological conditions. These considerations are very important. Nowadays, marriage takes place without such consultation, and therefore, soon after the marriage, there is divorce and separation. Formerly, husband and wife used to live together peacefully throughout their whole life, but nowadays, it is a very difficult task. So, I'm only supposed to read the first paragraph. Omgana timarandasya gananjanasya kaya chaksurun militang yena tasvai shri gurave namaha shri chaitanya manabhishtam prapitam jena bhutale svayam rupagadahmayam dadati svapadantikam vandeham shri guru shri yutapata kamalam shri gurum vaishnavam sya shri rupam sagujatam hagana raganatam vitam tam sajivam sadvaitam savadutam parijana sahitam krishna chaitanya devam Radha Krishna Padang Sahagana Lalita Shivesha Kamitamsta Pancha Kapaturu Vyascha Kipasindu Vyava Chapati Tanam Bhavani Bho Vaishnavi Bho Namo Nama Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasati Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Tatasacham parivodukama sang samana shilam grihameda denam. Upeban mulam asesha mulam durasya kama duk angri pasya. Therefore, desiring to marry a girl of like disposition who may prove to be a veritable cow of plenty in my married life, to satisfy my lustful desire, I too have sought the shelter of your lotus feet, which are the source of everything, for you are like a desire tree. So it's not that uncommon that these devotees, just like I was just looking, because here it says desire tree. I'm not supposed to. It's illegal. Police are waiting. If I continue, I'll be arrested. No, I'm only assigned to do the first paragraph. So. I don't make the rules. So, speaking on this paragraph and this verse, so Bhaktivinoda Thakur, this reminded me that Bhaktivinoda Thakur has a whole songbook called Kalyana Kalpaturu, Desire Tree of Auspiciousness. So we find in that book, this desire tree mentioned here, this word is used many times. And Sarva Duga Mahi, what is it? In the first canto, during the reign of Parikshit Maharaj, it was described that this word was used also, Duga Denum, and all like that. What was that first? Sarva Kama Dugha Mai. Everything was given. So whatever you wanted, you could get, more or less. It's like the spiritual world. And Kama and Babarsha, all the Kama. We know that it says in Upanishads that Nityo Nityanam. Was it? Chaitanas, there's one Nityo, and he's providing everything, Sarvakama. So also there's a reference in this purport, and in this verse, really, but Durashaya, Durashaya Artamanino. In Prahlad's verses, he describes that this is a, here, it doesn't sound so bad, lustful desire, Durashaya Bahir Artamanino, but basically, material world means everyone's running after the external energy. And this is called Dura Ashaya. It means these Ashaya, it cannot be fulfilled, all these aspirations. Dura, Dura Ashaya, Bahya Artamanina. What's the beginning of that verse? Now, Tevidu Svartagatimi Vishnu. Dura Ashaya Bahya Artamanina. Now, Tevidu Svarta, the goal of life is Vishnu, but generally people do not know it, therefore they're running after something else. And so this word is used here. So this desire tree where Bhaktivinoda Thakur is giving songs and means that he has three sections, and in the are seeing that the even the last section, Upalabdhi, I believe it's called Upalabdhi, means realization. And so his realizations start, and he's very humble also. He's condemning himself that he's the lowest person, you know. Well, uchas is the last ecstasy, but in this section, oh, that's the last section. He has many songs. Some of them are more popular, like Durlabha Manasa Janma, Lobhya Samsare. In that song, when you consider that this is the final part of his realization, his ecstasy, he's saying there, and he's talking about his household life also. Basically, he's saying, Durlabha Manavade, Lobhya Samsare, Krishna Nabajino Kahibo Kahare. I didn't worship Krishna. So it's not strange that Kardama, this is in line with the Vaishnava mood of humility. I don't think Kardama had read Bhaktivinoda Thakur's book. It might be the other way around, but Bhaktivinoda Thakur was. In Mahabhagavat, we cannot estimate his glories. He's given desire tree. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself is the original tree. Sometimes it is said that Nityananda is the root of the tree. Bhajanam, what is that verse? Kanda. Bhajay Nityananda. Bhajana Kandam Niravadi. And Vrindavan Das Thakur has a song. I think it's more than eight verses, probably 11 or 12. It's eight? Right. So that song, he's describing Nityananda as the root of this desire tree. And what is the desire tree? Sometimes also the root is said to be the eight sannyasis of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's. When you read Chaitanya Charitamrita, such an amazing book, that you'll read it again and again. Chintyatam, chintyatam, bhaktas, chaitanya charitam. This is Kaviraj Goswami's trying to induce people to read it. Not that he's puffed up, read my book. But he's also a blessing. Anyone who reads this book will become Krishna conscious. I take the dust of their feet on my head. He's considering, also remember that Kaviraj Goswami is also feeling a very humble that he's like a worm in stool, just like anyone who says my name. So we shouldn't mistake that our acharyas are in any way, no, they are constantly praying like that. So Kardama Muni, we can take it that he's in this mood. Oh yes, I'm condemned also like these persons. I want to have this. Remember, who is going to be his son? It is not an ordinary person, but Kapila Dev. And then Kapila Dev will speak later on in the Bhagavatam, coming up in a few chapters. So many wonderful verses. So Kardama Muni is in this mood of humility. So this desire tree, briksha, alokika briksha, in our modern era, in Kali Yuga, Vrindavan Das is praying to Nittai and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that you are the root, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the actual tree. And sometimes these sannyasis are said to be, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, they're said to be also the root. The seed is Madhavendra Puri, and then we get Ishvara Puri. Ishvara Puri was so humble, even his guru became completely invalid at the time of before leaving his body. He could not do anything. We see people become old, they cannot do anything. Maybe he had some disease, we don't know exactly, but he had to clean up his stool and urine. I mean, not had to, but he did it. So he got the blessing. Then he would speak, apparently, Madhavendra Puri was, maybe couldn't even speak, we don't know. But so, Ishvara Puri was, he became the guru of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is like the main tree, and there are two big giant branches also there. That's Nittai. Besides the root, he's also there, Advaita Acharya. And it expands all into the six Goswamis, Rupa and Sanatana. So we see that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is this alokika vriksha. It's a spiritual tree. It moves. He's the tree, but he's not a standing in one place tree. And he's expanding with all these fruits of love of God. In fact, he says, Ami Eka Malika Malakar. I'm only one gardener, Mahaprabhu was saying. I just want to become well known as a pious person. Khyati, Punya Khyati. Do we think that he's an ordinary person? Do we think that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? No. Yuga Dharma Palo. He's protecting Yuga Dharma. Without Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nittai, Yuga Dharma Palo, Ajana Lambito, Bujo Kanakav, Sankirtanai Kapitaro, Vishvambaro. He said, I have a name, Vishvambar. Vishvambar means to nourish. Therefore, he says, I have to nourish Upajivanam. In fact, he's quoting the verse there that this tree, Varam Janma, that when Krishna was in Vrindavan, he was praising the trees. So this, they're all desire trees. One time, it was actually Jadarani. She was on a walk in Vrindavan and Prabhupada. And she said, Prabhupada, are these trees going back to Godhead? And Prabhupada said, these trees are already in Godhead. Of course, to our vision, we don't know. But Prabhupada is seeing these trees are all. So all the trees in Vrindavan are this. Desire trees. Prahlad Maharaj also makes reference to desire tree. In fact, Prabhupada lectured on that, all those Prahlad Maharaj verses in 1976 during Gaur Purnim, leading up to Gaur Purnim when he came to Chana Kalo Yadabhavastri Yugota Sattvam, describing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Prahlad Maharaj is predicting there. So one of the verses also is describing this desire. Naisha parabara matir babato nanusyaj cha tor surido. It's describing that Krishna himself doesn't see para avara, that's lower or higher. But according to our seva, seva anurupam udayona parabaratvam, according to our seva, he is like a desire tree. So we have to become purified that we'll understand what seva to do. The material world means there after so many things. Kamam, Ashritya Dushporam, their kama is unlimited. In the 16th chapter of the Gita, describing this demoniac nature. Ashesha Kamana, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is also talking about himself. Ashesha Kamana, Hide Majimur, my heart is full of, this word is used, Ashesha. everything, unlimited. I have unlimited material desires. So this material world, dushpuranananalenacha, is burning like fire. Dushpuranananalenacha, just like it cannot be satisfied. So one has to get out of this burning material desire by becoming attracted. So here's the desire tree. Nigama kalpa taror palidam idam shukamukha dramatra javasam yutam pi bhatta bhagavatam rasamalayam. In the beginning of the Bhagavatam, the Mangala verses, very auspicious verses, it's being presented that way. Nigama, of all, nigama kalpa taror, this kalpa taror, desire tree of the Vedic literature, this Bhagavatam is the fruit, the ripened fruit. And when the fruit is taken from the tree directly, it is better, more sweet. Sometimes you go fruit, it falls, it might be okay, but a lot of times it's bruised, so we want to. At the same time, we don't want to take the unripened fruit, but we want to take the sukha, because the sukha, Sukadeva Goswami, he has tasted this fruit. So when the acharyas have tasted it, they can present it in such a way. Just like Sukadeva Goswami, he's presenting his prayers in the second chapter. Everyone should read those prayers immediately. It's in second canto, chapter 4. So in those prayers, Namo Parasmai Purushaya Bhuyasai, very wonderful prayers, but for years we used to read it, and then I think in about 75 or 6, when devotees were transcribing so many tapes, there was one transcriber, Drishtaketu, so he was, I was just walking through the entrance to the building across from LA Temple, and just as we're in the threshold of the door, he says, oh, I just heard a recording of Prabhupada chanting Sukadeva's prayers, and he was like really blissful. He said, you have to hear it. So when you hear, like, I remember old Mahavishnu Swami was here, and I played him. I don't think he had heard the tape, you know. I gave a copy to him, or maybe a CD in those days. And he was very happy to hear it, because when you're hearing Prabhupada chant, you feel the realization. Just like we can sit and read bhajan, it's very nice. We have to memorize the bhajan. But when everyone comes together, when you hear people singing it in ecstasy, it becomes... This is satam prasangam, mamavirya samvido, when devotees come together. Otherwise, we're like sparks, or maybe we're a little flame. But when the flame comes together, satam prasangam mamavirya, this is also Kapila's verse coming. Kapila is just now coming. We're getting the coming attractions here. Satam prasangam mamavirya sam becomes virya, very powerful. So devotees get together, have kirtan. Prabhupada said, I came to your country, just one person, but... You know, that he said, that's nice, I could think of Krishna and Vrindavan, but still, I wanted to have so many devotees. He didn't calculate, but naturally he sat down, and people became attracted. This is so Prabhupada is also one of the branches of the desire tree. He created his own branch. He said, this ISKCON is also a branch, Gaudiya Matha branch, all branches. Branches shouldn't fight, like you know, in the material world, they say, oh, this is a branch of this. This is our branch, but they're cut off branches. They have nothing to do with this spiritual desire tree. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's growing the tree. He is the tree, and he's nourishing the tree. He's watering it. He's picking up the fruits. What are these fruits? Shavanam kirtanam vishnu smaranam parasevanam archanam dashanam atmanivedanam sakyam atmanivedanam. All these 9, Prabhupada says that it's just like a bag of sugar, this tree of sugar, that you taste anywhere, the fruit, these fruits of love of God. Atev ami agyadilo sabakari, he says there also in the Chaitanya-rita, I command everyone to give out these fruits, anyone especially born in Bharat Bhumite Horla Manusha Janmaja, anyone born especially in Bharat Varsha, he has to give those fruits. So Prabhupada never slackened from his duty of being the emissary, the branch, the giving out the fruits. Prabhupada wanted everyone to give out the fruit. Not that he's the only one also. No, you give out the fruits. This is the acharya. Sometimes he has his disciples speak, and he listens also. Just like in New York, there was some time when there was a question posed to Prabhupada in a letter that, some people are not coming to the Bhagavatam class. Said, I am going to my own disciples' Bhagavatam class. You must attend the Bhagavatam. And sometimes he would say, there should be people are falling down, there should be 5 hours. Another time he said 24 hours, Bhagavatam. Of course, you have 24 hours, you have to. Raghunath Das, he's one of the big branches of our desire tree. It is said that he was maybe trying, he was sleeping maybe 2 hours maximum. Rest of the time chanting and paying obeisances and like so. So we follow Rupa Raghunatha Parijara, Chaitanya Charitamrita. That Kaviraj Goswami is in every chapter, at the end of the chapter, he's citing Rupa Raghunatha, I humble servant. And when you read, just like I was reading recently the 14th chapter, I mean, sometimes Chaitanya Charitamrita is, on one hand, unlimited. We can keep reading our whole life, 100 lives. And then Kaviraj Goswami is saying, it's a desire tree. Whatever Mahaprabhu could do in like 1 hour, I cannot describe. Akatam. Na gir gochara. This one verse, I think, by Kaviraj Goswami, or maybe it's Rupa. But so in the 14th chapter, it's described there that there's this Hara Panchami thing goes on where the servants of Lakshmi, they come out and they arrest the servants of Jagannath, because Lakshmi's saying, where is he going? Why is he going to Vrindavan? So during this pastime, there's a conversation between Srivas Thakur and Swarup Damodar. He's like so ecstatic that it just it takes the top of your head off. It's an Anchalil? Oh, it's Ancha 14? Oh, okay. Really? Oh, yeah. I guess so, yeah. Anyway, I was just seeing 14. Yeah. I'm not a numbers person. It's in Anchalila. No wonder I couldn't find it recently. You sure about that? The Hara Panchami festival. Okay. So anyway, during that conversation. Yeah, Maja. I think it's Maja. Rathyatra is going on. It has to be. So anyway, during the conversation, there's this conversation and going on between Srivas Thakur and Swarup Damodar. So Srivas is teasing and joking with Swarup Damodar. He's saying, why is it that Krishna's going to Vrindavan? There's nothing there. There's some gunja berries, a few peacock feathers, and some couple of flowers, no big deal. So during the conversation there, Kaviraj says, Chijagate, that in the three worlds, there's no comparison to one fruit of the desire trees in Vrindavan. That you cannot compare all of the Dwarka Leela and Mathura Leela with one fragment of the Krishna Leela. So, no, that's like, wow. Many people are attracted to Dwarka. I'm also attracted to Dwarka Leela. It's very opulent. So, the point is, what are those, what is that, besides the Kalpa Vriksha trees there, Radharani is the main attraction for Krishna, and she's exhibiting. And that's all described, not in the most detail, but you get a taste. So he's giving us a taste of the fruit. Kila Kinchita, all these moods of Radharani. She has all these different moods, especially she's very angry with Krishna sometimes, again. And it gives all the details and quoting all so many verses from Ujjvala Nilamani like that. So who's qualified to read Ujjvala Nilamani? So difficult subject, but very ecstatic. So these are the fruits throughout the Chaitanya Charitamrita. And although we're not qualified to taste, he's throwing them out in another verse. Kaviraj is, well, I think it's Prabodhananda Saraswati, he probably knows it. Avatine Gura Chandre, Vistirne Prema Sagre. There's a Prema, Rasa, ocean. Premambude Vido, Viharine Yali Chitta Vritti Chaitanya Chandra Charane. I forgot the last word. Happy. Yeah. So, in this verses, it's describing that there's this ocean. If we just take one toe, Kaviraj Goswami says, Jate Vichari. The more you study this Chaitanya Charitamrita, the more ecstasy you'll feel. Kori Premadan, you'll guarantee, he said, that's all. There's nothing else there. Tadidam Ati Rahasam, Gorlila Lilamitam, Yat, Gorlila. It's full of extra. Yata yata gora padara vinde. The more you study this Gauralila, the more you'll become attracted to Radha Krishna without any extra endeavor. Hridya kasmat. Amazingly, Prabodhana Saraswati says, Radha Krishna Leela will appear in your heart. So we're all aspiring for that. This is a desire tree. And Prahlad Maharaj says, Prabhupada commented that one should not be envious. Oh, this person is experiencing. No, how can one be envious? If we have big bhajan, many people cannot sing. If someone else is singing, everyone becomes, what is it, the rising tide raises all the ships. Everyone becomes ecstatic. So therefore, we heard it this morning, just now. Svastyastu visvasa kalapasidatam. She was quoting the verse from Prahlad. There's no envy. But there is envy. Wait a minute. Yes, this is one of the aspects of this kila kinchita, that there's envy and moroseness and even heavy things, violence. But they're completely spiritual. So what we're seeing is a perverted reflection in this material world. So Prahlad Maharaj is saying, Naisha parabra matir babato nanusyaj jantur. And then he says, Samsevaya surataror. Surataror is another word. Taror is a tree also. It's a desire tree. If you go to that desire tree, you'll get whatever you want. But what you want has to be spiritual. Sattvam. Vasudeva shabditam. We have to become purified like Vasudev. There's Vasudev, that's Krishna's father, and Vasudev. And so Vasudev is father, but also Nanda Maharaj is also the father of Krishna. So Nanda Maharaj, he's also thinking himself Grihamedi. Here the word is Grihamedi. So Grihamedi, Prabhupada used to describe, always describes it, mostly describes it as mundane person to one degree or another, tied up to a post, like a Prabhupada said, like an animal. His household life is like that. He can't go out of it. He's Andakupa. Even Raghunath Das described that he was in the Andakupa, near Jala, with no water even. So if you're in a blind well, maybe you get some water before you die in the well. But he's saying he was in a near Jala Kupa. So we have to come out of this Andakupa by getting a taste. Rasa Malayam. Mahuraho Rasika Bhuvi Bhavuka. Navam Navam. This taste is ever fresh. Material taste, vishayavanivartante narahalasya dehina, rasa, varjam rasopyasya, param dushta. If we want to get the higher taste, we have to give up the lower taste. How do we do it? Get the higher taste. Somebody asked Prabhupada way back that, how do we become sincere? He said, become sincere. So, Vasudevi Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga. And also in this purport described that Uma, that he didn't worship Uma for this, but he worshiped Krishna. Sarvakama, Dagashai. Akama, Sarvakama, Uba, Moksha Kama, Udaradi. Tibrena Bhakti Yogena. Yajeta Paramam, Purusham Param. So, the second chapter, second canto, third chapter, describes Indram Indriya Kamastu. You want to get strong senses in this material world, you can worship Indra, you can worship Uma to get a nice child, you can worship so many demigods. But finally it says that Iha Yajatam, that all these worshippers of Yajatam, worshippers of different demigods, they can find fulfillment. How? Bhagavat Achalo Bhavo. Bhagavat the Sangata, by getting the association of the pure devotee. This is the advice given. Get the association of the pure devotee. So Prabhupada is such a devotee, very pure. He had no other interest, six Goswamis, no other interest, simply giving the fruits, giving the Bhagavatam, giving the fruits of love of God. Otherwise, we're eating these rotten fruits in this material world. Material fruits like Bhaktisiddhanta, he took a mango, he was 3 or 4 years old. After he took a vow, I won't take this fruit anymore. But he was interested in the ultimate fruits of love of God, giving them out. Especially Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Patra patra vichar nahi stana stam. Described there also in Adi 7. That this Panchatatra, they don't mind. They don't pay attention. Vichar nahi. whether one is patra apatra. Patra means he's eligible to get the fruit. No. Devotees are going, just like you see Divyanga, other book distributors are going out. And the people may not be, they don't look eligible. Actually, the people that I see the pictures of, they do look eligible. By the time he meets them, or any book distributor meets them, they're smiling, they're holding. Sometimes have a big stack. You see some book distributors in Atlanta. They're giving big stack of books. Those people were not feeling, oh, I think I'm going to go out and get self-realized. No, they were walking into a bar or a yoga studio to do some nonsense yoga. He was mentioning yesterday, I think, about yoga, Madhava. I also went to Renaissance Printer, and I saw these people going into the studio, the yoga studio. They don't look like, you know, they have some sattvic mode, you know. So they might take some book, we don't know. But still, their idea of yoga is doing some exercise. And, you know, Bhakti Siddhanta is very careful about that. We don't want gymnasts. He didn't even bother to call them yogis. The gymnasts, he called them. We don't want that. We don't want fops. Fops means spoiled, you know. Sannyasis, he said, if you're a sannyasi acting foppish, he used the word about 10 times in a 3-page letter, writing to Calcutta Ashram Mott there. He said, you better you go home, put on a tail, wear a white dhoti. We don't want such sannyasis like that. So the sannyasi is supposed to be renounced like that. Etang samastaya para manishtam pasitam yat puja, what is that verse? Adyasitam. Mukunda, he's supposed to simply be totally renounced. Was niskinchin asya bhagavad bhajanan mukasya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was, at first, he had some contact with the king, Prataparudra. Prataparudra was so much wanting to meet the Lord, Chaitanya. And then by some providence, Lord Chaitanya fainted and he caught him. But then he came back to external consciousness. He said, no, and this verse he quoted, Niskanchana Bhagavad, but nothing to do with the Niskanchana person aspiring to be totally renounced in this world, had nothing to do with this. Sandashyam Vishayinam, with Vishay, with sense gratification. So one wants the fruit. Narottam Das also cautions that Vishayacharya, Shuddha, you want to become purified, you have to give up this mundane fruit. Have to be like that. Give up the mundane fruits of this material world. Everyone's after fruit of workers everywhere. We call them karmi. They're vikarma. Nunam pramatto. Kuru Devi Karma, Indriya Priti Apnata, Nasara, what is the verse? What is that verse? Nasara Manye, Yata Atmano, yes. Asanapi Kleshita. They're going to get newer and newer body. Anyone is attached, he has to get newer. Newer and newer material body to enjoy again. So, Angri Pasya, you are the tree, the desire tree. What other things are here? Samala Shish, Samana. Prabhupada talks about astrology here. So on the one hand, Prabhupada never used astrology. He was, in the beginning, getting people married like that. After a while, people were breaking up. Prabhupada's writing that. Very difficult. So the people started to ask, they kept asking Prabhupada, oh, we want to get married. Prabhupada said, no, I have nothing more to do with marriage. You simply break up. No, it's on you. He didn't stop and say, well, if you do astrological calculation. No. He said, my Guru Maharaj Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati was the greatest astronomer. He defeated the biggest astrology experts in India. And still he gave it up. He said, whatever is there. We have some instances where he said something. Sridhar Maharaj, Prabhupada's godbrother, gave a very nice anecdote that obviously he was a great pundit and Brahmin. Sridhar Maharaj he was married, I think, for a while. I don't think he had any kids, but anyway, he gave everything up. He was in the Mott, I think maybe he was a brahmachari then. And Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati was walking through the ashram and he saw this astrological chart of Sridhar Maharaj. And later he said, oh, I have seen your chart. I have seen your horoscope lying out. He said, you will protect, therefore he gave him the name Rakshata or something. Bhakti Raksha, you can protect the Dharma, you can protect our line, but you will not be able to spread it. I can see from your horoscope. So he was showing, and it turned out to be half true, because the devotees were going to Sridhar Maharaj after Prabhupada disappeared. But and then Prabhupada also cited astrology when he said, that astrologer, when he was born, astrologers were saying, this boy will go out of India and open so many temples, and people were scratching him. What? They ignored it. Didn't even think about it. Nobody thought about it until it happened later. Prabhupada thought, no, that astrologer said that when I was born. So, so but generally speaking, Prabhupada didn't recommend. We have our astrologers. It's nice also. But Prabhupada didn't tell people, okay, if as long as the boy is older than the girl. He said, that was Prabhupada's bottom line. He didn't have time to delve into, he's a sannyasi after all, but he did the first few marriages, Jamuna's marriage in the beginning, or Janaki's marriage, was it? So he did, he had to do that. Sannyasi, Prabhupada's a sannyasi, never does a marriage, but he had to do everything. He'd come and show people how to go to the bathroom, how to cook, eat. He waited in line, Bishad. He didn't even tell people, wait a minute, I'm guru, you guys have to wash the dishes. Why am I waiting in line? No, he was just waiting humbly until everything was evolving like that. And, oh, wait, the Swami, we should maybe do something for the Swami. Some save aya, service, some save. So this is some save a surataroribite prasadam. You'll get the prasadam, the mercy, only based on service. Save anurupam, udayo napara, naparavara. He's not considering, Krishna's not considering para apara. Para is higher or lower. But according to Yayatamam Prabhajante Tangsataiva Bhajamiham. Amavart Manavart. Everyone's following Krishna's path, but to some degree, whatever path, he reciprocates, that's all. Radharani is doing the greatest service, so she's the gopis, they're getting greatest reciprocation. Okay, so comments, questions.
Haribol, very nice class. We have a good attendance here, really, which is very good.
Too cold out, otherwise they'd go outside.
But for the new year, it's a good start, and it should continue this way. A lot of the younger guys should try to start attend the program. Prabhupada established this morning program so that we can develop spiritual strength, and then we can preach, go out and preach, do Harinam and so forth. So I hope this can continue like this, you know, especially the younger devotees have to take the place of the older devotees and attend.
Okay? Okay.
So that's my comment.
All right. Any other questions, comment?
Question about the Chaitanya tree. How does that work? Is it like a systematic thing where to develop love for God, you have to like start from the tree? Is it just like a way of thinking about
mostly symbolic. I mean, I'm saying even in the material world, everything's called a branch. This bank is a branch of this, like that. So this word branch comes from tree. So even in the material world, they have this understanding that doesn't have to be a literal tree, if that's what you're talking about. But talking about a spiritual tree, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the tree himself, and he's also the gardener. He waters the tree, and he waters our, we're connected to that tree, we automatically, what is that verse? Shavan kirtam jale, korya se chan. We water the seed of our, we have a, we're part of the tree. We also want to grow up into the spiritual world. What's that verse? Pran Govinda? The watering the bhakti lata creeper, and it grows, it penetrates the brahmanda, the universal coverings, and it finally takes shelter there in the spiritual world at Krishna's lotus feet. So we have our own little creeper, but it's nourished as part of the tree also. So yeah, so I mean trees, but. There's a verse, it's in Adi 8, I think, or 9. I tried to think of it. It says, was Krishna praising, or Balaram or Krishna praising the trees? Eshamaho, Varam Janma. This is a great birth to be born in Vrindavan. All the trees in Vrindavan are praising them. Sarva Prani Upajivanam. So Sarva Prani, all living entities are given life from the tree. The tree, we take everything from the tree. Trinadapi Sunichena Tororapi. We should become like the tree also, in that the tree, even the branches are taken up. We're so tolerant and humble like the grass, more than the grass. Grass pops up. We should be more humble than the grass. But the tree, people carve their name in the tree. They cut the branches. They take all the fruits. But the spiritual tree, even the leaves and the branches, they all are like the fruits. Although the fruits are everywhere, just like a big fig tree has thousands and thousands of fruits. So, but we're nourished. When we nourish by hearing and chanting. Shravan Kirtan Jali. That's how we nourish the tree. We nourish our own Bhakti Lata, creeper. Huh? Yatataror mula nishechenena. Tripyanti tatskanda vajopaje pashaka. What is it? Pranopaharat shayatendriyanam. This is the basic Krishna conscious verse in the fourth canto. That just as you water the root of the tree, mula, the skanda is the, what, the branches. Many times, in the beginning of the 15th chapter of the Gita, udva mula madha shakam, the root, udva mula madha shakam, this material world is just the opposite of the spiritual world. Udva mula madha shakam, Ashratam Praharavyayam, Chandangsi Yasya Parnani, describing that the Vedic hymns are like the leaves and branches, fruit of activities, are all there. And but that's a material tree. Then it says, one has to cut that tree. How does he? Asanga Shastrena Dedena Chitva. Chitva means cut it. How does he cut it? By detachment. First he has to find the root and then cut it. So we want to cut that tree in order to approach the Kalpa Vriksha tree. Udramulam Hashakam Ashram Par Chantangsi. Well, how's it go after that? No, the next verse. Yeah. Narupa Masyehi Tatopalabhyate. What is it? Nanto Nachadya Nacha Shampratishta Ashvatamenam Suvarudamulam. The mulam is mentioned again. It's very strongly rooted. We're very strongly rooted in this. It's a reflection. It's a perverted reflection. Sangha Shastrena. Then you, by asanga, how do we become detached? Asango Hyam Purusha. We're already detached. We just have to realize it. The living entity has nothing to do with this material world. Samani Vrikshe Purusho Namagna. There's two birds in the tree also. That one bird is eating the fruits of the tree. And the whole body is compared to a tree. In one of the verses, prayers of the Garbha Stuti in 10th canto, 2nd chapter. Anyway, there's lots of tree references. We have no lack. And if we simply study them, then it's very amazing. Huh? How does it start? Dvipalash. I kind of saw Dvipalash Trimulash. There's three roots, the three modes of nature. And there's two birds in the tree. And there's fruits, the fruits, Dvipalash. And then there's four religiosity. And then there's five Bhumirapo Kamanoburu, like that. Five material elements and six circumstances. What birth, death, like that. Then there's Navaksho, there's nine holes in the tree. They're like the nine gates of the body. What's seven is the coverings of the body, the skin, the fat, the blood, the bone, semen. All these things are described in one verse. So one has to realize the body is like that also. So there's many nice verses about the tree analogy. Okay, anything else?
It seems like real renunciation is just when someone's so in love with Krishna that that's all they care about. You know, that's a real renunciation, because here we have somebody in the purport, you know, Kardama Muni, very advanced person, but yet he took a wife to help him on his spiritual path.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, we were talking about Priyavrata, I think, a couple of weeks ago, how he didn't want to take a wife. He's a little different than Kardama Muni. They had to have, Manu had to come. Lord Brahma had to convince him, because he respects his grandfather. And then he was cursing himself at the end, saying, well, you get married, you know, just like a dog, an animal. Grihamedinam, apashitam, in the beginning of first, beginning of second chapter, what do we say, what do we hear? What's the first verse? Apashitam, atmatatvam, griheshu grihamedinam. Those who are grihamedi, apashitam, atma, they cannot understand atma tattva. What are they doing? They're hearing so many things. How does that verse go? Shotabhyardini Rajendra, my dear king. Sukadeva speaking to Parikshit Maharaj. These people who are grihamedi, they have so many things to hear. I wonder what they didn't have, like we have thousands of more things in our to hear now. But they had many things, I guess they heard talking. So many things, but thousands of years ago.
Sometimes isn't the wife referred to as the better half, even in the Bhagavatam?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, of course.
And also, like, kind of the protector of the fort, also.
Kardama Muni was a great mystic yogi, created a huge, because his wife was living like a, you know, just
slave.
All filthy, or somehow or other, I don't know how it happened, but she became like matted hair, and then she said, well, this isn't so good. I don't even know if she mentioned it. And he created an aerial mansion, which was this, like, incredible palace that you could live like. And then he produced Kapila Dev and so many offspring like that. So, yeah. And then Devahuti, she got to speak with Kapila Dev, her son. Can't beat that, right? So she got a pretty good benediction. But she had to do austerity. Also. Okay, anything else? No. Did you have your hand up?
Oh. I don't know. I have like a thousand things, but this yoga and this...
That mic has to be close.
Yes, and this yoga and this astrology is totally... People are really getting into it now. And if you try to say anything... then we're just considered a fanatic. And in any kind of thing, you just try to do what Prabhupada said, you're just considered a fanatic, even within our movement. Oh, you're just, you know, no good, because you want things just what Prabhupada said, and he did say that these things would, these people would not be interested. Even if we did yoga here, these people would not be interested.
Well, right when, and Prabhupada left the planet after that, but Giriraj, he was speaking to Prabhupada just before they opened the Juhu project and explaining that many Westerners were coming to India to do yoga and that we should offer some type of yoga, right? So it took him a while to convince me. He said, Prabhupada, you know, they come here, and even they'll come to Juhu, they offer yoga just a little, not far from here, in hotels and all this. And then if they'll go there, they won't come here. Prabhupada said, okay. Then he relented and he said, okay, we can have yoga, but there must always be some chanting involved in it and like that. So he was giving in. I mean, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, nobody could be more, quote, fanatic and strict. And he was willing to give meat to the governor of Bengal, the viceroy, just to get him to come and take prasadam. I think in the end, we heard the story recently about Bhaktisiddhanta. The governor actually ate prasadam also. I don't know what else he ate. But so there's simultaneously we're showing that this is the strict, we're very strict, but we have, you know, there's many devotees preaching through yoga and people become devotees too. Mm-hmm. But we don't just do. There's a funny story, there's a great story, you probably heard it. And probably was in San Diego, I think Balboa Park, and there was some guy standing on his head, and TKG, Tamal Krishna, and some other devotees there, bigwigs. And they're walking, and Prabhupada said, is that one of our men? They said, no, Prabhupada, our men do not do. Prabhupada said, no, you cannot take time from your eating and sleeping. Prabhupada was so funny. You cannot take time from your eating and sleeping. So they, as they walked, they got to the car, I think, and Prabhupada, they said, so Prabhupada, should we do yoga? He said, not required. You're talking to nobody right now. You don't have a microphone. I hate to break it to you like that.
But I don't need one, man.
Yeah, okay, no, they need it.
Potency here.
Yeah.
Just manifest. All right, so I'll repeat it for you. You know, this ISKCON is a Vaishnav Brahminical.
Yeah, we're not going to hack out the yoga program.
We'll never get through this if you keep interrupting me. This ISKCON is a Brahminical.
You're admitting that we don't want to get through what you're saying? Is that what
you want to get rid of me, just let me get it out, okay? There's ISKCON as a Brahminical Vaishnava institution, and I mean, he was really focused about there's certain standards for that. And then he also talked about an ashram, and you know, you read the Bhagavatam or whatever, Mahabharata, there's plenty of things going on there, you know, and that's
therefore it's called useless. Prabhupada said it was,
huh?
In the Bhagavatam, Narad Muni was chastising Vyasadeva. What you have composed is simply about the body and mind. Are you happy, Paritushiti?
Yeah,
are you happy
for him, it's useless because he's ready to go forward. I mean, first grade's useful if you're in first grade. It's pretty dang useful if
that's
you're
good.
In graduate school.
That's good. Know?
But and then the other thing is, how come you don't let Puri give class because he knows the verses better than you do?
Puri? Who doesn't want him to give class?
I don't
know.
You're
him?
Sitting there sitting.
You're the guy stopping him.
Give
you
him
should
the mic.
Initiate him.
Yeah, is this an old age thing that he's
it's an old age thing.
Now?
I can't remember every verse. Only 99%. At least he's awake. Okay, speed it over.
Thank you for your class, Pushkar Prabhu. In the purport, he said Kardama Muni was looking for a wife of, what was it, charitable? Not like mine. There was another description.
Like him.
No, something about charitable cow.
Sheila Sama or something.
Yeah.
Cow of plenty, but that's just.
Yeah, yeah. What does that mean, really? I mean, I can understand somebody of
a veritable cow of plenty. So, she get. Yeah, the wife is always is glorified, especially even with Paranjana. That his wife is an intelligence of the living entity. So, yeah. There's a funny story, I'll tell you. Prabhupada was on this morning walk. So one sannyasi, he brought up the fact that the young Brahmin and an older Brahmin, young Brahmin was doing service for the older Brahmin. They were going to Vrindavan, right? And finally, the older Brahmin was so happy. He said, you know, when I go back to, I forget where it was, where is it? I forget. It's in Puri, right? It's in Orissa. He said, will you go back? I'm giving you my daughter. And the younger Brahmin said, no, that, you know, this young Brahmin had nothing, just paisawala. Or no. The older Brahmin was a wealthy Brahmin. He said, that's not right because I'm a Brahmin, but your family won't like it. You know, that's a famous story. Anyway, Pancha Dravida brought it up. I don't mind mentioning his name. It's public knowledge. So Pancha Dravida said, why would the Prabhupada, why would the younger Brahmin even want a wife? And Prabhupada said, there's nothing wrong with getting married. Only you could not marry. You're too ugly. So everybody, if you hear that, everyone started laughing immediately within, you know, like really loud. The Prabhupada was very funny. Only you could not marry. You're too ugly. Okay. Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.